Sunday, February 7th. President left Camp David this morning at 9:30. Henry and I flew down with him. He was in pretty good spirits on the plane. Talked a little about the press this morning, particularly the story regarding the Laos invasion, which appeared in the Post and which was completely wrong in that it said the decision had now been made not to go in. And a big effort was made to point out that Nixon had gotten cold feet and the planned move into Laos had been canceled. The president's point here was that his reasoning earlier last week that he had to go ahead with this now because they would build it up as a presidential failure to act if he didn't, proved to be right. He feels that this article, and I'm sure he's right, is just a forerunner of what they would have hit him with if he actually hadn't gone ahead with the Laos move. He therefore feels very good that he has gone ahead, doesn't feel the article will do any harm as it now stands, but that this whole line could have done serious harm if we had indeed canceled phase two. We had a WESIG meeting when we got to the White House. All went well. The only point of contention was state's desire on instructions from Rogers to put out a State Department release tomorrow, giving pretty much the legal background and reasoning behind the move into Laos. After they read through it, Henry agreed it was a good idea, and so there was no debate after all. Everybody is very pleased with the way the whole thing's been worked out, and I think we've gotten a good thing going in the teamwork on this one. President had a church service today and a chat with Billy Graham afterwards. Called me later in the afternoon to say that Graham wants to help us next year and feels he can be especially valuable because of the great trend of young people, particularly back to religion. I'm supposed to get together with Graham and go over the key areas that we want him to work in after he gets back from his Mayo Clinic visit next week. End of February 7th.